Anita Cardinal is the founder of a group called Indigenous Runner in Edmonton. And Anita joins us on the line. Thank you very much, Anita, for joining us. First of all, I ask, what is the group Indigenous Runner?
Oh, Indigenous Runner, I've been running for a very long time, so I'm an ultra runner. So running to me has been healing. It has been a source of ceremony as well, and reconnecting to the land, to my ancestors. So that's really what it was born from. I was oftentimes, I've been in races for the last two decades, and sometimes, quite often, I've been the only visibly Indigenous person. So really about diversifying the sport and supporting other Indigenous runners, and run walks whenever I can.
Now, speaking of run walks here, Anita, as part of Truth and Reconciliation Day, which is coming up on September the 30th, in Edmonton, you're organizing a run walk there, but there's also a run walk happening here in Peace River that you've lent a hand to Wendy Goulet to help organize. First of all, please comment on the fact that the run walk is expanding.
Absolutely. And we're so excited about that because, again, truly is a way to bring people together in a good way. And I'm so glad that Wendy reached out. So I'm very happy and very honored to be able to lend a hand with that. And there is still a space available in the Peace River Run Walk. There's a 5K and a 10-kilometer. And it's along the river valley as well, too, or the riverfront. And if anybody's interested in signing up, they can go on to indigenousrunner.com, and there's a way to sign up there for the Peace River Run. And or you can go to Race Roster and then just type in Orange Shirt Day Run Walk Peace River.
Mm-hmm. The significance of having this on Orange Shirt Day, Truth and Reconciliation Day, how much significant is there having this new aspect, I guess, to Peace River's ceremonies as part of it?
You know, I think that I know a lot of different places have run walks in honor of our little ancestors who did not survive the residential school era, and in support and solidarity for those survivors who fight every day for healing and justice. So this event in Peace River aims, you know, to raise funds for local grassroots movements that promote and support Indigenous peoples in their healing, as well as Indigenous athletes. So I think it's really important that I know a lot of people actually want to learn about the truth, and they want to also support and be a part of moving forward in a good way. So I think that's why it's super important that it is expanding and that we do have events like these in our communities.
Having said that here, Anita, I know you're organizing festivities in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. It's happening for the first time, this run walk up in Peace River, as far as Truth and Reconciliation Day. How excited are you as a founder of Indigenous Runner and as a key contributor, I guess, to the first ever run walk up here in the Peace Country?
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm extremely excited. It's also the 10th anniversary of the Orange Shirt Society. So I'm really happy to see that, you know, that's a part of the vision, is be able to have the run walk on TRC Day every year moving forward, and for it to just keep on growing, and that, you know, that that support for the communities as well, to be able to support in that way. Honestly, what I would love to see is if the Orange Shirt Day Run Walk was maybe in every school across the nation, just like the Terry Fox Run, and, you know, the kids could also do that and learn in a good way. So who knows? But right now, this is the start of it, and it's very exciting.
Is this the start, do you think, of many of these to happen and more awareness to bring in?
I believe so. I think we all want to continue on this path of learning and truth and healing and moving forward together.
Anita Cardinal is the founder of a group called Indigenous Runner in Edmonton. And Anita, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.